Chapter 30. Brema Sector Outskirts. 2 days before the siege of Inusutur.
Captain Tabor Saitaron was pleased. He'd forgotten the difference having a plan made. Intellectually, of course, he'd always understood the value, had lectured to his students about the importance of purpose to a ship's morale. Yet in his weeks aboard the Herald, he discounted the fact that he too was part of the Star Destroyer's crew. When his men looked at Prelate Verge askance and feared for their future, Tabor shared in the toll. And when Tabor had seen the common thread between Governor Chalice's targets, not in a revelatory flash, but in the gradual, almost unnoticed dawning of an inevitable idea, when he'd shared that knowledge with the prelate, and they'd strode confidently out of the tactical center, well, the mood aboard the Herald had changed, and Tabor's had changed with it. He felt almost young as he paced the bridge and nodded approval to the men at the duty stations. The facts seemed straightforward now, and the solution similarly so. Fact: Governor Chalice and her infantry company were striking soft targets along the Rima trade route. Fact: Governor Chalice's expertise was in the logistical machinery of the Empire. Extrapolation: her goal was not military. Rather, she sought to deliver a crippling blow to the Empire's infrastructure. By what exact means, Tabor neither knew nor needed to know. His only concern was to discern the existing pattern and analyze Chalice's next step. Stop her midway down the path, and who cared about her final destination? He had worked with Prelate Verge to whittle their list of Chalice's potential targets down from hundreds to dozens. Of the targets that remained, manufacturing facilities, space docks, shipping lanes, they'd separated out any that failed to match Chalice's secret pattern. Any that lacked the thread that bound them inexorably to the Governor. They had been too late to stop her at Nacadia and Kuliquo, but both proved that Tabor could predict her actions. That left only a handful of possibilities. Sallust, Malastair, Shindrol. They set to preparing each for an attack.
"She'll flee if she sees a foe prepared," he'd told Verge. "She's too much of a coward to do otherwise. We must keep our distance until she steps into the trap. When the time comes, the kill is yours." The time was fast approaching, he was sure of it.
The communications officer rose from his duty station, stood stiff as he signaled for Tabor's attention.
"Captain," he said.
His voice trembled slightly, but his lips crept into a smile.
"We have a signal coming from Sallust."
"And?"
Tabor asked.
"The Thunderstrike and her escorts are in system."
"You were right." The duty officers began to applaud. "We knew it was true. A breach of protocol Tabor could forgive. This was their triumph as much as his, and they deserved to linger on it. They deserved a reminder that they had earned their positions aboard a Star Destroyer, earned the power to ruin planets and battle fleets. Yet he did not smile.
"Bring the prelate to the bridge and get me a tactical feed," he said gruffly. "I'll need a channel to Vix's squadron as well."
The bridge crew set to work. Tabor withdrew to the tactical center to consider his options. Sallust would not, in all likelihood, repel the Thunderstrike. That was for the best. Verge had insisted on leaving the regional governors uninformed of their system's target status for that very reason. But Verge had also divvied up his forces well, secreting squadrons of TIE interceptors near Chalice's most likely victims.
"Well done!"
the prelate's voice declared. Tabor felt the boy's hand squeeze his shoulder.
"Are they following standard procedure?"
"Delivering dropships to the planet's surface? Yes, prelate."
Tabor swept his hand over the tactical hologram, switching from a view of the star cluster to the feed direct from Sallust.
"Vixus is ready to move, but I expect the rebel troop transport will flee as soon as insertion is complete." Verge shook his head briskly, dismissively.
"There's no hurry," he said. "Our quarry is Chalice, not a gaggle of rebel soldiers. Unless we're absolutely certain she's with the ground forces."
"No evidence of it either way," Tabor said.
"Then her ship remains the priority. And her ship will be back once the ground mission is complete."
Tabor smiled grimly.
"Agreed. I'll have Vixus move to Sallust and prepare for the Thunderstrike's return. It might also be wise to contact Sallust ground forces and ensure the rebel company isn't entirely obliterated. Unlikely, but if they get lucky..." He shrugged. "We need to be sure the Thunderstrike has a reason to come back."
Verge laughed, throwing his head back unashamed. The sound was exuberant and joyous, full of life and passion. It buoyed Tabor's own spirits further, but only for an instant, before he recalled where the boy's delight came from. His mad obsession with extravagance. His half-concealed terror and his messianic belief that he was the forerunner of a new imperial way of life. Suddenly, Tabor felt old again. His muscles seemed too atrophied to hold his body straight. But he smiled again and went about his tasks. Perhaps victory and Tabor's example would mellow the boy, refine his genius into something more mature. Within the hour, Vix's squadron was on its way to Sallust. The Herald had set course as well, though its arrival would come later. It was a pity, Tabor thought, that the crew wouldn't witness the fall of the Thunderstrike in person after all that they'd done. Yet he was sure the aftermath would prove satisfying. "When this is over," Verge said as they stood together at the bridge viewport, watching the azure vortex of hyperspace ripple about the ship, "you will be rewarded, you know. You and I will go before the Emperor together. Your role in this endeavor has been essential." Tabor wished only to return to his home, to his classes and his tea set, and the natural aroma and sky and gravity of Corrida. He knew the prelate better than to say as much.
"Thank you, prelate."
Verge chuckled and touched a fingertip to the viewport, sliding it down the pane as if he could feel the pulse of hyperspace.
"Nor, I think, will the crew of this ship forget you. I do not know what our future will entail, but I look forward to seeing their next performance."
Tabor turned his head and brought the duty stations into his peripheral vision. He studied the men who'd applauded him, whose fears he'd tempt, and whose purpose he'd delicately nourished since coming aboard. He tried to imagine what they might want as a reward.
"I'm sure you'll do right by them," Tabor said. "And they will do right by you."